What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this just kind of funky looking Saturday morning. But we're here with you for the next 4 hours. It's a May 17th Saturday morning. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
That was kind of long-winded, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're here now. Hey, and a happy morning to all you first responders, teachers, everybody that's just helping folks out in Roswell.
Because the teachers are winding it down, man.
Well,
teachers are winding it down. They're in the finals. And once again, congratulations to any graduates. We got some high school graduations that are going on. We got some college commencements happening this weekend. Some may be planning to be outside. If it's happening today, y'all may take it on the inside because we're watching the radar. And there's some really rough weather coming over from the state of Alabama that will be joining us shortly. So and maybe adjust your plans a little bit. But congratulations to everybody, and especially for the teacher. You know, coming down the last few days, you always had, the field day where you run around. And I talk with a teacher, where you go out and, the sack race and all of the stuff you do.
They don't do that no more because the school year is different than when we went to school. It just don't end in June and you don't do nothing. You know, they got 8 breaks between when they go back in the fall.
Yeah.
But
this one is monumental,
though. So it's a little longer. No, you're right. I mean, it begins summer.
I was speaking with a teacher yesterday, and she was at a place. I told you where I went yesterday.
Okay.
That sends a picture where I went.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There was a teacher there that was getting stuff to take for, the eighth grade breakfast. Because these are the folks who are leaving middle school.
Right.
So they're bringing a breakfast for
as opposed to a graduation event.
They were still going to have that, too.
Okay.
They do all that stuff.
I showed you my picture.
Yeah.
From
yeah,
mine.
Yeah, yeah,
I looked like Lou Rawls.
You were smooth, man. You were smooth.
As a gravy sandwich.
But all the things that they do this time of year, you know, program for this and you do. I said, you guys doing the yearbook? Oh, yeah, we do the yearbook. I'm like, a yearbook for the eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got one.
But all those things.
It's called
man.
A Talon. Don't ask me why I remember that. When you said
really?
It, I actually got a picture of it because I had an old friend who you connect with
right.
and who you went to school with. And they send then you a picture of, remember when we went to homeschool and, you know, we were getting ready to graduate? And here's a picture from the Talon, which was the yearbook that, you know, you made. It was all about, remember when you were in middle school, they give you assignments that and things to do that kind of prepare you for high school.
High school, yeah.
And one of the things that, you know, people in middle school know or grammar and elementary school know that you don't get yearbooks then, but when you get to high school, you get yearbooks. Well, this was their way of saying, okay, you guys want to put together a middle school yearbook?
What kind of things did they write in there? Be cool this summer.
It was silly stuff.
You most likely to be a, you know, what I don't know. What
it was funny because when you think
right?
about it, as I remember, when I was a freshman in high school, all I wanted to get was signatures from seniors. and juniors that were on teams, like the basketball
team
or the football team, to make me feel like I was a part of it.
Yeah, right.
I didn't get many, but that's what you attempted to do.
Okay.
So as I think about it, I think that's what it was, the juniors or the middle schoolers who still had one more year, I guess that would be the seventh graders, were trying to get it from the eighth graders. Yeah. I really don't remember, though, what I got as far as other than, like, your friends.
But it means the world for the people
absolutely.
Who are going through that right now. It means the world and their families and whatnot. So congratulations to all of those who are – and all those teachers who are winding down.
Yes, yes, yes. And don't have to work summer school.
Yeah, how
but,
about that?
But can I ask you, since you went down this – two things. One is, do you still have someplace your high school yearbooks, any of them?
I think I got one or two of them somewhere. I got to look them up. I think
I got all four of mine.
Really?
Don't ask me why, but I do. I keep stuff. I got a bunch of World Series and Super Bowl, you know, booklets that you know friends of mine have gotten. I've kept those. But I have all four of them. The people that I went to school or went to the same high school as me when I was there would blow your mind. Famous, but they, you know, that obscure kind of thing. Like I said, Dan Castellaneta.
Okay.
Homer, he was like years older than me, but Homer Simpson went to my high school.
Nice.
Scarface's sister went to my high school.
cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's the Kathy Griffin, who was actually behind me. She went to that school. Oak Park River Forest High School. A lot of people went there. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Have a good week.
I had an interesting week.
Okay.
I had an interesting week, and I just kind of leave it at that. But it was interesting. I can't really describe it any differently.
Okay.
I had some really good friends. You know that friend of mine, a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
His birthday was this week.
Okay.
Again, it was just like I said. It's just an interesting time right now here in late May as we approach Memorial Day, which we should let everybody know that we're going to be broadcasting that Monday. We're going to be sitting in for folks on that Monday morning. But, yeah, it's just, you know, with the rain, it's like I said, it's just a strange time. I'm trying to fill up some holes in the backyard, doing a lot of yard work and things like that.
You're going to get wet today.
I ain't doing none today. You know what my quest is today?
That?
I'm trying to find the fuse in my wife's car so I can change it to get the pump working, the motor working, that brings up windshield wiper fluid.
Whoa. That's very important.
So I'm in there underneath the hood doing stuff. You know me. I'm like, it's the roadie skills. I will attempt anything, try it once. I'll look at it. I figure if I can't fix it with duct tape, then I'll go to YouTube.
Yes, right. I was going to say, look it up on YouTube.
Yeah. So everything's good with that. But yeah, no, it was a good week. How about you?
Good. Braves over 500.
That made your week?
No, but, well, it makes a lot of people's week.
But I'm asking you how your week was.
My week was
cool. We're going to get into that.
My week was fine, but, I mean, the Braves over 500, man. I think that's cool. Falcons have released their schedule. I see 10
wins. What's the question?
The question this morning, you can be a part of it. How many wins do you see? This Falcons schedule has been released this week, and we talked about it a lot here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's our first chance. To talk about.
Yeah, I'm sorry if this has been chewed up already.
You know what I mean?
We got to put it out.
And we're going overseas. I know you always hate those games. We're going overseas for one over in Berlin, Germany. And it's a tough turnaround because you're talking about, you know, they're not getting a week, you know, to get ready for. They're going to play at New England and they're going to go over there and play and they're going to come right back and play Carolina Panthers. So, I mean, it's a.
And it's a longer flight than going to England.
Yep. But that's what they have laying out in front of them. I like the schedule. I still see 10 wins with this team. Of course, you got to keep people healthy because of what we've done with the defense, because of what we drafted for this defensive unit, and just another time of maturity with the offense. I think we win 10 games. That's what I think. So I threw it out on my social media. Some people, we're going to win four. We're going to win more than four games. You know, I think we get 10 wins. But what do you think? 404-726-0929, and we'll be talking about that throughout the morning. Just what do you think? How many wins do you see when you look at this Falcons schedule?
When you saw Germany,
yep.
What was the first thing that came to your mind?
When I see all of them, I see the NBA heading in the direction that – the NFL heading in the direction of the NBA. You're going to get more people playing, and you're going to end up getting players from these countries. That's what the force is. Obviously, you want marketing and merchandise, But you want a Yao Ming, if you will, or Shohei Ohtani, if you will, from some of these countries to come and play so that you can sell merchandise, people going to watch, you know, and just have and start a pipeline from those countries. So to me, more so than putting a team in those places, I see them wanting to cultivate it more and get more kids to play with the idea of them eventually coming, some of them coming to play in the league.
Okay.
And make it, and making this more of an international, more of an international game than just an American game.
All right. I mean, and I agree with you. That's one way to look at it. First thing that popped into my mind was whose name is on the stadium and where's that company from? That relationship with the Falcons. BMW.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? They could have went to London. They could have went to any other place, but they went to the home of their main, their biggest partner, I think. I don't know. Maybe it isn't their biggest partner, but if it ain't one, it's in the top two or three.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's what ran through my mind. It's like going to be some nice Wiener-Schnitzel pass. Once they get over there to Germany.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I thought of. And maybe it is a reason, maybe not. But either way, it's a 9:30 kickoff with the Colts on the 9th of November, the Berlin game.
Yeah.
Listen, I've thrown my hands up in the air about this. You know, and really, Europe is not my issue. It's Mexico City. There is never going to be a team in Mexico City. I can't remember a great prospect that came from Mexico or Mexico City.
Not yet.
Listen, it may happen.
Not yet.
But I'm just saying, I don't see, as you said, getting players from Europe and, you know, We have a bevy of kickers that we have already got.
Why go and play a game down in South America? I mean, just to plant that seed and get it going. And, you know, I'm not saying it's going to end up being like the NBA draft where you're going to have players from foreign countries dominating the NBA draft like we've seen in recent years. But you're going to get players from those countries eventually that will end up playing in the National Football League. And merchandise, look, you know what it meant to the NBA for Yao Ming? To come, you know.
Again, I'm just that's
and what it means now for Ichiro and now Ohtani with baseball.
That's fine. Other places, I get. I'm just saying that particular city, given its history and what happens down that area and all of that. It just I'm, but God bless them because they need the money. Noel, would you please?
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
All right, let me do this. I had two. I narrowed it down to one. And I got two. I was going to talk about the other one. I just think that the Brock Purdy story is amazing.
Yeah.
When you think about where that dude is now and where he – the laughing stock of the draft, right? Mr. Irrelevant. And now he sits
very relevant.
Sixth on the list of the top paid quarterbacks in this upcoming season.
Yeah. Which means, you know, it doesn't matter where you draft, as long as you get in the camp and get your chance.
265 million over 5 years, 181 guaranteed. And so he's sitting at around $53 million annually, which puts him, like I said, at number six. That was possibly it. But I have to go to and I was thinking of an analogy of something that we all have, that part of our bodies that throughout life, it's just something that you got to get rid of. And the one thing that I landed on was tonsils, right? Most of us have a story about when we were kids or younger, had to get our tonsils taken out.
I did.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, neither did I. But I got some other members of my family did and other folks. But it's just one of those annoying things that Dennis will tell your family, okay, he has to or she has to get the tonsils taken out.
Or have to have braces or something like that. Not everybody needs braces, but
the tonsils are something that gets removed. Yeah. And that's where I'm going with this. Rob Manfred got his tonsils taken out last week. And that's how I look at this decision. I'm sorry, man. It started with Bart Giamatti, who threw Pete Rose out, right? And then his lieutenant, Bud Selig, there was no way Bud Selig was going to let Pete Rose back in. Bud Selig's still around. If you want to believe some people, he's still making calls or people are still calling him, you know, for this, that, or the other thing. So he's still kind of acting like Don Corleone over here, passing on advice every once in a while to Michael. So Rob Manfred, being a disciple of Selig, I don't think he wanted to do it too, but he wasn't as attached to Bart Giamatti, right? But him not wanting to make this move throughout this year still becomes a headache every season. When are you going to do this about Pete Rose? Hey, what about these players? Blah, blah, blah. And he had just had enough, so I feel like this move was nothing. Oh, and then somebody in Washington had something to say about that, too. So you put all that into a blender, and this is how it landed on me. He got his tonsils taken out. He went and made this decision. It was, like I said, short-sighted because his excuse was, well, they're dead now. Okay, well, you know what? When you got to office, if that was your way of thinking, you could have brought Shoeless Joe back in because he died 1950, whatever.
Yeah.
You could have brought them Black Sox players back in then when you became commissioner. So now it's annoying tonsils at this point. And he just said, enough of this. I don't want to deal with this Pete Rose thing anymore. I'm going to reinstate them now that they're all dead.
But y'all talk about something else. We saw this coming, though. I did anyway. We knew that this would happen with Pete Rose.
But now that it's happened. Well, no, he's not in.
He's not in, but I mean, it clears the way for it to happen.
It clears the way. He's still got to sit till 27 for that next committee that can only vote him in.
Right.
And then the argument is, why doesn't the writers now just get this over with? Because he's going to go in, and you hypocrites look like you know what's anyway, because when you walk into this place, you got his bat, you got his cleats,
you got
videos of him, you got all this other stuff, which, by the way, I'm one of the thousands of other voices who have said what I'm saying, so this is just our chance.
I've always said it before I get to my first, but that's part of what mine was, too. I always felt like if you're coaching a sport and you're coaching young people, you want to give an example. Whatever the sport is, not just baseball, Pete Rose is an example. Not the biggest, not the fastest, not the strongest, but dude is just going to fight you until he finds a way to beat you. To me, that's just his tenacity and the way he played the game and threw his everything into it is a classic example to teach somebody now. Stay away from the stuff off the field, but the guy on the field, to me, is the ideal example.
And then they give you the greatest or what people think is one of the greatest nicknames of all time, which sort of defines exactly what you just said.
Absolutely.
But Charlie Hustle.
My other story, though, is someone who's getting a special honor, and they're still with us. The San Antonio City Council filed paperwork this week, a proposal to rename the San Antonio Airport the San Antonio Greg Popovich International Airport. How do you feel about folks getting a name on stuff while they're still here? Especially something like an airport. And you think about most airports around the country, a name for someone who did something monumental for the city, and he's done something monumental.
I was just
going to
say, I wouldn't know as much about San Antonio that I do if it weren't for him, David Robinson, and that team, I should say.
It could be called the Alamo Airport.
It could be. They got a dome named after it.
But I'm just saying, like our airport here, an airport in New York named for mayors or people who had a great vision.
Well, first, the war hero.
Right, you know, absolute war hero in Chicago.
No. Who's Hartsfield?
Hartsfield's mayor.
Okay, I thought, what am I thinking of?
You're thinking about O'Hare.
Okay, well, O'Hare, I knew was one.
O'Hare is a war hero. LaGuardia was mayor of New York.
Okay.
And here in Atlanta, Hartsfield Jackson, two mayors that shared the vision for transportation being the key to the city, which it has been. Greg Popovich, how do you feel about that?
I don't have a problem with that. Because, again it's not a top 10 size city. It is a smaller size city, medium size city. I don't know where San Antonio lands as far as top population-wise cities, but I would know what I know about San Antonio were it not for me focusing on that basketball team since the 90s.
Yeah.
So he's made, and he wasn't just a coach because he was up in the front office helping with marketing for a while,
too. And now he's going back to the front office.
I got no problem with that.
All right.
I got no problem. I might have something to say. Now, if you were to make LAX the Tom Brady, Tommy Lasorda airport, then I might have something to say about that. Yeah. But, you know, I got no problem with that. Anyway, are you ready to talk some racing?
Let's go, man.
We're going to be all over the map during this show.
North Wilkesboro, let's go.
And this guy who we're going to be talking to next, he's in one place now, but he's going to be multitasking in a few weeks.
You got to keep up with this guy.
It's Adam Alexander, friend of the show, coming up next. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check us out there. Check out everything on the website and take us with you on the Odyssey app. Hang on, Sam. Yeah, you hear
all
that?
Right, all right.
It's time to bring him on here. Y'all know how to get in touch with us, but it is time to bring on that man from the CW and who will be on other platforms right around the corner. I want to welcome back friend of the show, Adam Alexander. Good morning, buddy, and how was your week?
Morning.
Good week, and everything's going well, and looking forward to a fun wrap to the month here. You know, this is it, man. We got a lot going on. All-Star Weekend for NASCAR. Qualifying in Indy the next couple of days, so a lot of excitement, both venues, and I bring up both because of the role that Kyle Larson will play, and then obviously next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, is so big when you talk about racing on all platforms, and Kyle Larson doing the double with the Indy 500, Coke 600 double next Sunday, so a lot to be excited about right now in the racing world.
And you have a ringside seat for it all.
Don't he know? Yeah, don't
you
he?
You have a ringside seat for it all, folks. We're pleased to be joined by Adam Alexander. He is social. You can always find him at Adam1Alexander, Adam1Alexander. Things start shifting around for you because Prime starts next week, and you're going to be, you know, on the call in Charlotte. Talk about how your role is getting ready to change and how you prepare yourself for this change, Adam.
It's going to be really busy, and that process really has already begun, and it's been going on for quite some time. And I think, you know, what's interesting about this for all of us is it's not just a new venture for Prime and their first race, but it's a crown jewel race, the Coke 600, which is one of the biggest in NASCAR. And I mentioned the fact that it's on Memorial Day weekend, and so it's not just a big event in NASCAR and one of the cornerstones of the sport, one of the pillars. But it's also a weekend to honor and remember our fallen soldiers. And that's something that has always been a major part of what we see in that race, the 600 miles of remembrance, where every car will carry the name of one of our fallen heroes. And so across the board, the magnitude of this event is enormous. And then you add to that, you know, it's the first race for Prime is going to be a big evening. And so with that, there's been a lot of preparation that's gone in. And this is also, on top of that, a very, very busy week in the NASCAR world, just because you've got the All-Star race that's just up the road in North Wilkesboro. For a number of years, that race was here in Charlotte. And so because you have these two races so close together geographically, the teams will utilize this as a week to do their fan days, and drivers will use it as a week to do charity events. And so there's just so much that happens in the NASCAR community in the next week that it's very, very busy even before you get to the race weekend. So across the board, you know, it's going to be a crazy 7-8 days here. There's no doubt about that.
That's Adam Alexander joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, here's what I need to know from you or would like to ask you. And I'm going to share a little bit of the film industry because you do hosting of shows and you call races. And I want to know if there's something that you have, there's something that you need to do before the mic cracks or the cameras come on. And the reason I ask is because if you take any kind of acting class or when you're prepping to get ready to shoot a scene, any teacher that you've had in your past, you will always remember what they say, and that is always remember how you're going to deliver your first line. Know how you're going to deliver that opening line of whatever you're going to be talking about in the scene, in the commercial, whatever. Do you have something like that that you make sure that you have or ready to go with when you get ready to start a broadcast, whether it's a race or just hosting one of your TV shows?
I would say that, you know, it probably depends on what the show is and what the format is and, you know, where it fits into the race weekend. You know, obviously coming on the air for a race, you want to have something rehearsed in your mind of how you're going to get on the air. And there's a production side of that, too. And mm-hmm. so a producer or director may say, hey, these are the shots we're going to give you, or these are the sales elements we need to hit. And some of that may, you know, dictate what kind of thoughts you create in your mind of how you're going to get on the air. You always have rehearsed out what you're going to hit the analysts with, so they're prepared to talk about, you know, whatever it is that you're going to hit them with, and production is prepared with elements to support that. So, you know, all of that goes in. I don't have any, you know, sort of ritual that I go through before I go on the air. I try to keep it really, really loose in the booth before any time we start a broadcast. To me, that is key. And I feel like that most of the time that I've been on the air in recent memory, as far as doing play-by-play, you know, the analysts have been doing a pre-race show, or like when I was at Fox, the analysts were coming up from the Cup booth and they just, or up from the Cup garage, and they had just finished practice and qualifying. And so they were just kind of coming in hot. And so to me, it was always important to keep it a very loose and light atmosphere. So that's something that I always try to do is just make it fun. And I feel like that translates onto the air. The one thing I would say that someone told me a long time ago, and that is smile. You know, if you're smiling when you're on camera, the audience forgives you. And I would say if you come with a smile, you come with good energy, typically, even if things aren't exactly where you'd want them to be, from a content standpoint, the audience is going to be forgiving. So that is something that I've always tried to remember.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Very nice,
right?
Professor Alexander. He just taught a class. He just taught, right?
Yes, he
young
did.
People who are graduating who want to come into the business. And, you know, we might bottle it up and let him hear that out, Adam, for sure.
Yeah.
Talk about this weekend, All-Star Race. We're back at North Wilkesboro the third time there. We've seen, you know, Larson dominate there. We've seen Logano dominate there. What's there are you looking forward to watching this time around? And there's also some whispers of making it a points race is what I've been hearing, right?
That's been a conversation really the last couple of years since we went back. Xfinity hasn't been there since we made the return to North Wilkesboro. The trucks have raced there both years. When the big return happened, they were there again last year, and they'll race today. And the trucks race and handling their business, I think, is what really opened everyone's eyes to make this is a place that could host a points-paying event. NASCAR's done such a great job of spreading the wealth and going to new venues and trying new things with, you know, Mexico City this year and what we've seen in recent years with the Chicago Street Course. St. Louis is a track that forever hosted trucks in Xfinity but was never a Cup track, and now Cup is racing there. So they've gone to these new places, but then they've also done a nice job of going back to some of these, you know, Bowman Gray, Flash, and, you know, you think about what they did at the L.A. Coliseum, and then, you know, which was a great new venue, but then Bowman Gray back in time and also with what they're Spurl. So there's no question that this could be a points-paying event, and where does that fit in, and how does that match up with some of the other things the sport wants to accomplish for our, and where would that land if North Wilkesboro became a points-paying event? And could Bowman Gray place the All-Star race if North Wilkesboro became a points-paying race and they wanted to take the Clash internationally, which is something that's been talked about? I'm not sure that any of that or how much of that is on the table for the schedule in 2026, but nothing would surprise you, only because NASCAR has just been so innovative and outside the box in their thinking when they've looked at the schedule and how to evaluate the future.
You know, I want to ask you a question here about something, but I don't want you, because I'm just curious. I've known, and maybe I'm just not paying attention as closely, but, you know, the Roush Fenway Kozlowski racing got hit by NASCAR because of a bumper. situation that happened last week. Is this something that's are the penalties this year kind of ramped up, or is this something that happens regularly and is just falling through the cracks as far as me and Court? Because I can't remember last time I've seen a bumper situation. I mean, 2 inches here really be hit like the way this team got hit.
I feel like that I heard this week that this was the eighth major penalty or disqualification that's happened in the first 12 races, which is pretty remarkable. That's a big number. But okay. But what's happening here is you've gone to this next-gen car, and there's not a lot of room to play. There's just not. And so where before you could get creative and try to find a competitive advantage, now you really can't. None of these parts are furnished for you. And if you mess with those parts, then you're going to be considered out of bounds and there's going to be a penalty. And so I feel like teams are you know, doing the best they can to find speed. But because of that, you know, you're going to have some times that you cross a line or do something that's going to not match up, and therefore there's going to be a price to pay. And, you know, the penalties have been significant. And I look at the RFK organization, Roush Fenway Keselowski. You get Chris Buescher, who's penalized this week, 60 points, goes from above the cut line to below. Ryan Preece, who finished second at Talladega, his teammate disqualified. And so he loses all of those points. And he's right around the cut line. The difference that could make for him is huge. And then Brad Keselowski's just had this run of bad luck, and they can't seem to find their way. So that's a group that's really been hard hit, not just with penalties, disqualifications, but bad luck. And, you know, hopefully they're getting it out of the way now, because next Sunday will mark the midway point of the regular season, and it's starting to become an uphill climb, at least for Brad. I mean, Chris is still very much in it, and Ryan Preece actually benefited from Chris's, penalties this week because he jumped above that playoff cut line. But it's been a real chore for them right now to find their way.
Before we let you go, talk about Kyle Larson and how he's, you know, doing some things considering the double duty he has coming up. Still, he wants to handle his business and do well where he is right now. What's your observations been of how he's approaching everything and handling everything?
I think he's amazing. And I would tell you that one of the most difficult pieces, I would say, for any athlete and even a performer, someone in the public eye, is having the ability to forget. And I feel like Kyle Larson has got as good ability to forget as anybody. He is so short-minded. And the reason I say that is good is because mistakes are inevitable. And he is someone that is absolutely going to take it to the edge and push it across every time to find out where the edge is, because he knows sometimes you have to go across the edge to maximize.
Yeah.
And yesterday he crashed at Indy. And it didn't bother him at all. He just acted like this was just another day. And even acknowledges crashing doesn't bother me. And it's all of those hiccups that create the upside and huge amount of success for him. And to me, that's what will allow him to be successful, not just this weekend and in the setup for next week, but ultimately next weekend when he does the double. I don't know where he fits in. The cars are going to be different this year than last year. And I'm sure the learning curve is difficult on short notice for him. But he is an absolute elite talent. There's no doubt about that. And I feel great about his opportunities to go out and be successful both in Indianapolis and obviously with the Coke 600 in Charlotte.
This has easily been one of his most informative segments with us since we've been talking to him. And
it's
that's saying a lot.
It's great stuff.
This has been fabulous this morning, Adam. Listen, you have a great call and the rest of your weekend, and we look forward to having you back, buddy. But this was wonderful today.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, guys. I love it. Appreciate it. And you guys have a great weekend.
All right, there you go. Adam Alexander going from the CW pretty soon to Prime. And what else? What other platforms are you going to be on?
Then Turner.
And then Turner.
Hey, man.
You're going to have a whole bunch of free T-shirts to be given out. Coming up, we're going to talk about these Braves are up in Boston right now, taking it to this Red Sox team in their new uniforms for a part of that stadium.
Green uniform.
Didn't really work.
No.
But and also coming up top of the hour, Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know some of the names on this year's list of the High School Hall of Fame. Are we ready to release some of these names?
Oh, yeah. We're going to bring them out. And we're going to talk to one of them.
There you go.
Next hour.
That's all coming up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Kind of reminds me of being on a merry-go-round.
Why?
It's just a little bit, I don't know why. Why do things remind you of certain things? Prince's music, the music without him singing, has different. It lands on you differently.
Okay.
And this one, for whatever reason, kind of an amusement park sort of thing. I would not be surprised if I heard this beat in an amusement park as you're walking through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice, you know.
It reminds me of Prince music, man.
It reminds me of that, too.
But, speaking of Prince, I end up in a Starbucks Monday morning.
Yeah.
And in the background, Manic Monday came on.
There you go.
And I'm like, I asked, did you guys plan this?
Yeah. Well, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Go ahead.
And then young people look around and like, huh? What? You know, Prince did this song. You know, it's never mind.
I said all that and to tell you that today was the day, it was the first day that somebody spotted and identified a merry-go-round.
Ah.
Back to the, are you ready for this? Adam
Where?
Taught us a lot. The Ottoman Empire.
Oh, man.
So we're talking the 1600s.
Yeah, you're going way back
the
now.
The first, it was at a fair. So I guess then they would, what's the thing that takes place? The Renaissance Fair?
Yeah.
Would they call it the Renaissance Fair then, though?
No.
I guess not.
That's when it was happening. It was just a fair.
Just a fair.
We look back on it now.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
Like, what do they call food in China? It's just food, right?
Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, today was that day. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We spent this hour and little acknowledgement of Roswell.
Yeah.
I have two for the next hour. I'm going to reach out to.
All right.
But these Braves up in Boston. And
they're,
you know,
their original home.
That's right. That's right.
Their original home.
How are you feeling about these guys right now, given how they started the season? Now they're sitting over 500. It's just we've just ventured into or about to venture into June. I'm okay with what's going on right now, knowing what we also have coming back.
Absolutely.
In the next
Absolutely. Season. Right up the road. Ronald Acuña Jr. is in the area and he's playing up in Gwinnett and everything looks fine. It looks like he's on target to rejoin this team soon. And, you know, what a pickup. What a pickup. But they found ways to win games with players they have. People they've called up, they plugged into certain spots, and they've gone out and done good things. And it's got the team over the 500 mark. we didn't know when we were going to get the 500 ball, the way this season started out.
Yeah.
But we're over 500. Chris Sale going back to Boston in seven innings, striking out eight last night. And the Braves won by a score of 4-2, which is great. And Boston in their city, whatever, uniforms, which are green. I read, you know, and the green uniforms because they are the shade of green of the left field wall at Fenway Park.
Right.
So they're wearing a uniform to honor the stadium. Yeah. The foul poles, I think, have a certain color that's always the number of the lettering, which is, I think, yellow and white, which is,
The Penske pole.
The Penske pole and the Fisk pole. Is one is the Penske pole, one is
the one in right field in left field is the Carlton,
Carlton
is the Fisk. I didn't know that they. I know that's obviously one of the most famous replays of all time, but I didn't know they named the pole after.
Yeah, they did that, and then they the scores that the way the board looks, the way they so it's all represented in the uniform. Didn't work for them last night.
Braves, all them names,
all that nice stuff they did. Braves still win, which is great. They pick up the win in the game last night. So a 4-2 win, and let's see if they can do some more damage while they're up there. Grant Holmes is going to get the start today's game and see what they can do. But that was it, you know.
Also, Spencer's coming back. And I remember what I said last week, and I want to be clear about this.
Yeah.
It would be nice, or I wouldn't say nice, but it would be very interesting to see if somebody did – what John Smoltz did many, many years ago, but he did it out of attrition. You know, he had some injuries with his arm, and he had to become a closer. But let's just say somebody—I'll give you an example. Dennis Eckersley,
right,
considered one of the greatest closers of all time, was a starter.
Yeah.
I can't remember why, but he went from being that starter to being one of the top closers. But if somebody were to just make the decision, I can't remember if Tim Wakefield was a starter first throwing the knuckleball. And then went to being a closer or used as a closer. I'm just saying it would be the story of the baseball year if somebody like Spencer Strider, given what he's already shown, he's coming back from this injury, and it was announced that he's thinking about becoming the next Mariano Rivera. Now, I realize that's a tall feat, and you don't become that. You just do what you got to do, and we're great at it, and then people put you in that category. But somebody who is a starter, a very good starter or a great starter, just makes that decision, not because of an injury, but because they see a longer career.
Yeah.
That's my thought behind it.
Well, it's interesting, Greg, because you're not the only person around here that had that thought. Chris Thomas threw that around on his show this week also. What if?
Him or somebody else. I would just think that, like, Clayton Kershaw going to being a closer now.
But now
that don't count.
Sense, right.
Yeah, that don't count.
Now it makes sense. If you would have said it 4 or 5 years ago, it would have been, to your point, like, whoa.
But if you feel like you are identified as one of the top starters on your team, and contract talks are coming up right now, and you're hitting 30, all right, so you've had your best years. You got your savvy years coming up because you know how to pitch, but, you know, your power pitching happens, say, all right, whatever the scenario. But you let your team know that, you know what, I think I can play longer if you put me in the closing position because you know what I got and you know what I can do, and – as opposed to teams facing me three times in a lineup and figuring it out by the third time you go through them. And this pitch of mine, I can get in. You put me in there for one or two innings, and then I'm going to catch my stuff.
It's intriguing. I'll be honest. If you had four solid, like, starting guys, I might think about it. It's really intriguing.
You know, that could have been happening for somebody like a Strasburg.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, do have somebody like him because you were like spoon feeding him innings like from the start.
And he just retired. I'm thinking, other than I got to remember, he did win a World Series with the Nationals, but his career overall, though, I got to think about for a minute.
But they just had a limit on him almost from the beginning.
That's what I'm saying, right? So they kept him from going in there.
Mm-hmm.
They did that with the Cubs too, with Pryor and Kerry Wood.
Okay,
I never got over that, and then Dusty Baker went in there and got Steve Stone fired, and I love me some Dusty, and I know how you feel about him.
Yeah, man.
I don't want him managing my team.
Dusty's the guy.
Yeah, he is.
You know.
I want to play golf with him. I want him over for the barbecue. I want all that with Dusty. I don't know if I want to manage my team, though.
But right now, when you talk about Spencer Strider, you talk about a need for this team. This team needs him.
They
need him in the role that he's been in, and they need him healthy, and just like they need Ronald Acuna healthy right now. So there's no push or rush and you know, when you consider you're still in the first half of your season. But you do want them to be ready and in place in the coming month, especially in June and July. You want these guys to be you're doing what they're going to give you for the season. And so I think that's the thing you want to do. You want Strider to be that starter. That's what I think I want him to do, because that's the role the team really needs him
in. And like I said, I'm okay with that, but it's just a thought. But here's the other good news.
Yeah.
Is these guys just now get over 500, and the Phillies and the Mets ain't running away with the division.
Yeah.
They had a chance. And they are just a 9-iron away from the Braves, where they sit right now on the 17th of May. So, you know, you got to feel good about this. Y'all had your chance. You had your chance to run away with the division, and now we're getting these other guys back. So, again.
You slowly reel them in, man.
Feeling
you slowly reel them in, right?
Feeling very good about what's around the corner for this Braves team. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
You excited about All-Star Week coming up? It's the weekend, once again. We just talked about it, July 12th through 15th. July 12th through 15th. And there's just going to be so many things that are going to take place. And so I'm just trying to pick things you're going to go and be at. Maybe you cover a couple of some of the events to go on, but also just to
be in the All-Star Village
we're going to have.
Well, there's two thoughts here.
Yeah.
You're talking you and I and people in media enjoying this, or just folks in general going out to
Well, folks in general, but we're going to enjoy it too.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I don't have the credentials that you have. So I'll be enjoying this in front of a flat screen, which I'm good with.
Well, I'm not talking about the game, but I'm talking about
the events going on.
We can go to events.
Well,
we can
you can hook me up with some of that, because that's not a, you know,
we can
see. I know there's people up here that will be there.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can get those, and there's kind of an event. Listen, here's the thing. I don't want to call in too many favors just yet.
Well, no.
Because if these guys make the World Series, then I'll try and call them. I will save them for that.
Yeah, but, I mean, you got a lot of things that people can go and see. It's going to be remarkable.
The people absolutely should enjoy it. The battery's going to be stupid during those 3 days. And the things and the people.
A lot of exhibits from the Hall of Fame will be around for people to see. So it's just going to be a lot of things, a lot of interactive things. There's some interactive batting cages. Just a lot of different things that people can go and see. And I hope people will take the time to, with this big show, you know, being in our
Who
area.
Do you want to see up close that you haven't? Have you seen Ohtani up close? I mean, when they have come to play the Braves?
Just watched him. You've seen him from a distance, but I mean, you know, you want to see
You've been
that.
To the stadium, though, I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. That would be the person I'd want to see that I haven't seen. You know, I understand he's that person who, you know, either smaller or bigger, and he's on the bigger side. He's that person when you see him, you didn't realize he was that big.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Do all the things that he does, right? So, I mean, that's the whole thing, is just to have the show, the show of shows, you know, in town.
If he has been throwing, which I've heard with the Dodgers, he's gone back and he's thrown some, you know, underneath the stadium, some he's done some pitching. So by then, a month from now, 2 months from now, when this game comes and they make a call to the Dodgers and say, hey, can we have him pitch for an inning? Would you guys mind? What would you say?
Yep. Yeah.
I would say too, because I'd want to see him. That'd be the draw.
Mm-hmm.
Just for one inning? Yeah, because it doesn't count, and the Dodgers would get a chance to see what he's like facing live batters. So I think it would be a win-win for everybody. You put him in for one inning, he's going to play the field. Is he going to be a DH or is he going to play the field? Okay, if he plays the field for one inning, you take him out. Then can you bring him back as a pitcher?
That's the question, right?
Or do you bring him in the game as a pitcher? Maybe not the starter. I just feel like if he's asked to pitch, to just see.
I mean, it may be difficult to do in that situation, because you're going to have guys there to pitch who that's what they've been doing.
Okay.
Yeah. You got guys there.
That's
what they've been doing. So, I mean.
Somebody better not get hurt then. One of them pitchers better not get hurt.
No.
Because then Ohtani's coming in.
Yeah.
But
I think if you got a group of guys there who've been pitching all season, they've earned their way there. They want to get a chance to go out and be a part of it. I would say that. Man, they got some cool stuff here. I'm looking. They're gonna have a food truck row, which I think is pretty cool. You know, women in baseball exhibit, major league trophy displays. I mean, it's all kind of. I mean, you think about when you go to a game, you know, out of Truist Park and all the things you see anyway.
Right.
You know, when you go in the area, especially where the area where all the Braves have all the tributes to all the players from the past there. But now you're going to have this type of thing just surrounded by it. And I'm looking forward to it, man.
And I love it.
Give me a sleeping bag just so I can, you know, avoid all the traffic and just be there.
You better not be sleeping out there. You better not be sleeping out there. We'll find you a room. We'll come to San Francisco. We're not having her sleep on the street. Put you someplace up there. But as you talk about players from the past, I love teeing this up for you. On this day. Mr. Aaron got his 3,000th hit.
3,000th hit.
Hank Aaron got his 3,000th hit on this date. May 17th. Now, for extra credit, guess the year.
Oh, man.
You want to take a swing at that, so to speak? What year did Hank Aaron hit his 3,000th hit?
72.
Noel, want to take a shot at it? Don't be looking on nothing over there. Just guess. She's standing up. What's she looking at?
I don't know.
77?
Nope.
No.
That's the year of Reggie. He hit it in 1970.
70, okay.
7-0.
Wow.
Got his 3,000th hit on this day. All right, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, like I said, we're going to hear more from Noel. It's her world. We have a former 49er coming up on the show. This is the 49ers day today. You got one getting all kinds of money, and congratulations to Brock Purdy. We've been talking about that, but a guy who used to block for Joe Montana.
Yep.
And has now got himself a new jacket.
Yep.
That he didn't pay for. Steve Wallace is going to be joining us, but as we do always, the beginning of the second hour on our show, we turn things over to Mr. Crenshaw and let you know what's going on locally. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.